Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. They represent the Atlantic Lions Club. We have Jim Nordskog in with us this morning and Leon Hodges joining us as well. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
You bet. Thanks for the time. Coming up, you've got the Pancake Supper, the annual Pancake Supper coming up Thursday, September 21st, just a few days away. I know it's a nice fundraiser and a nice fellowship raiser, too. You get a chance to see and visit with a lot of folks. And it's a pretty good fundraiser for you year to year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, I probably see more people here from town when we do that than I do any other time. But it is going to be at the community building again. Mm-hmm. It's going to start at 4:30. It's going to go until 7. $7 per person, and then 5 and under are free. And, of course, you can come back up and get as many pancakes as you think you need to fill yourself up.
You bet. Well, I know you've got a specific purpose to put these proceeds to, and we'll talk about that in just a bit, but I wanted to throw this at Leon because he's always the guy who knows all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You spend a lot of money. You collect a lot of money, and you spend a lot of money on a lot of local projects. You guys are pretty good about spreading it around, aren't you?
Yeah, we have quite a few projects that we support. I might throw in here that this is our 100th anniversary of Lions, and this is... So we call this our centennial celebration. And just to get a plug in, we are the largest service organization in the world, about 1.4 million members with 46,000 clubs. Locally, we're going to be 90 years old next year. So we've tried to do some things in connection with the 100th anniversary. We have a legacy project that is out at the Shellsburg Quarry. We're one of the shelters out there. We're helping to build one of those, and that's what we call a legacy project in connection with the anniversary. We recently had an event in Produce in the Park that we gathered money for the food pantry. The idea was 100 items, and we were a little short, but Hy-Vee made up the difference, so we'll give them a plug.
That's right.
And, so we gave 100 items to the food pantry and took in about $500. Well, we didn't take in that much, but we're going to give $500 to the food pantry as part of that project. So those are a couple of things we've done in connection with the 100th anniversary. There's a lot of other items that we have supported out here at the... school at the sports complex. Mm-hmm. We gave $825 for a scoreboard out there. And we did that this year also. And the memory garden at the library gave toward that. And we've been helping with the community meals that are on again. Now, they were off again for a while. They're on again now. So that's some of the things we've been doing as a Lions Club in the 100th anniversary year.
Excellent. A lot of fun stuff. Jim, I know you've been doing some of the actual physical work out there at that one-room schoolhouse that folks have come to know out at the Sunnyside Park area, and that's what the proceeds for this project, the Pancake Supper, are going for, is to help to continue the work on that. I suppose, you know, if you're going to keep the past alive, it takes a couple of dollars and a few people to help out.
Yeah, the building, and maybe you people in town don't know, but it was actually built in 1870, so it's 147 years old, and it was moved to Atlantic in 1960. Back in the 20s, they had over 10,000 country schools in Iowa, over 100 in each county, and they were about 2 miles apart. Now, this one happens to be Bear Grove number 5. That was moved up here. And basically, the building's in really good shape. Just the siding, you know, obviously gets to be too much scraping and painting every couple years. So we're going to try to take care of the outside of it so nothing happens inside of it.
You've got to protect it from the elements, obviously, or it won't last for a very long time. But you also try to... You don't want to compromise the integrity of what it was too much, right?
No, we want it to look like, you know, the one-room schoolhouse always has. There is a picture where it used to sit inside the classroom there. And we're trying to get things squared away so we can, again, hopefully have third graders, is what we used to do, come through from our town and surrounding towns. And I tell you what, the things we've had out there for our 100th anniversary in the park, the kids that come through really find it somewhat amazing that that was school back then. So it's kind of fun to see.
They can't imagine school without a computer in their hands.
No, they can't imagine that.
Let alone a chalkboard on the wall these days. I mean, they don't even use those anymore in schools. It's amazing how things have so drastically changed. But it is an important history lesson. Outside of the third grade classes that come, is it open at other times? Do other folks get a chance to stop by?
We'll be opening it up when we have functions in the park, like the last time the Sunnyside had that, the park was open and people were able to come down. We'll have a presence there and people can come through it. And if anybody ever sees us down there doing something maintenance-wise, they can sure come in and most of us know enough about it to get by, at least, you know, to explain things to them. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
And if someone has a group that maybe wants to do that, they could always contact a Lions Club member and see about setting something up. Excellent. Very good. With regard to some of the other things that go on, I know you've got the Pancake Supper fundraiser coming up this week. We kind of talked ahead of time before we started visiting on air this morning that also not too far down the road, Christmas tree sales. I guess we have to start thinking about that too, don't we?
We do. Yeah. We'll be ordering, I don't know just how many trees we're going to order this year, 450 maybe, something like that.
Somewhere in there.
Less. So many people are buying artificial trees this year, these years. So number of live tree sales is down a little bit. You know, it used to be a lot different, but a lot of things used to be a lot different.
Certainly they have.
but it is our major fundraiser.
Yeah.
So we'll be... couple, 3 months, we'll be coming back to put a plug in for that.
You bet. Well, and it seems that a lot of the fundraising efforts, whether it's the Pancake Supper, the Christmas tree sales, the different types of things that you do during the year, it seems that things have been pretty well supported by the community. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I would agree. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk Pancake Supper then. What will folks find? Obviously, pancakes.
The Pancake Man's going to be there, and sausage he provides. Usually we have a couple different things for people to drink, coffee, orange drink, and milk as well. And I'm hoping to get Leon in an apron this year and have him out in the dining room there so he can socialize with some people there and keep them company while they're
I socialize better than I work.
That seems to be the case. So, yeah, I think a lot of people that come know the routine and we'll have a bake sale there as well. That seems to do quite well. And then we'll have another table. It's kind of a fundraiser on the side for, it's an organization called Tori's Angels. And they basically raise money for kids that have cancer, 18 or younger. And basically it covers bills that the insurance don't have anything to do with. Mm-hmm. So if it's for mileage or having to stay in a hotel or, you know, something to do with their treatment, then that's covered by that.
Sure.
So we'll be selling raffle tickets for that while we're there this time as well.
Okay, very good. So getting a chance to help a lot of folks this
there
way.
You go.
Touching
yes.
a lot of lives this yeah. way. Excellent. Well, and I know you do a lot of work. It's not just the funds that you raise and the money that you give to projects. You guys are a hands-on organization, too. You do a lot of things throughout the course of the year to help folks. Eyesight, of course, has always been a big thing with the Lions.
Yeah, we have a kids' sight program that we're going to, well, a couple of weeks we'll be testing some eyes at our Primosa school and in the preschools here and the daycares. And we've been doing this for about 10 years now, tested maybe around 2,800 eyes. And, of course, some of those are referred, and if they have a lazy eye or something like that, they'll get help with it. But extremely good program for the state of Iowa.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, chance to get off after that stuff early while you can still, mm-hmm. before it starts to affect their learning yeah. and other issues, quality of life issues as the children get older, too. Lions Pancake Supper, this Thursday, September 21st. $7 per person tickets, and you get them in advance. You can get them at the door. There's no penalty at the door, right?
Nope, no penalty at the door.
Okay, 5 and under, eat free. It's 4:30 to 7 p.m. That's at the Cass County Community Center here on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. And again, those fairgrounds, the proceeds, going to help something just not too far from the fairgrounds there at the one-room schoolhouse at Sunnyside Park. So come on out and have a good night. Bring all your friends and family and help support. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for asking us.